Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info Lagos. Good morning to you and thank you for joining us. It's a Crossfire Extended. It's about 6 minutes plus, yeah, almost 7 minutes past the hour of 8 in the morning on a Monday. I'm Sherif Quadri. You can watch us live on Facebook and on YouTube to join our conversation this morning. Last week, we had a conversation on passport issuance, delay and all of that. And I said I was going to try to bring the authorities on the show so we can have that conversation with them. They will be able to provide better perspective on that conversation. And joining us right now, some people know him pretty well, but while some others don't. He is the Service Public Relations Officer, Nigeria Immigration Service, Anthony Akuneme. He joins us via the telephone this morning. Mr. Akuneme, morning to you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Let's first begin, because it's the most appropriate way to begin, about the processes involved in obtaining a Nigerian passport, either as a fresh applicant or a renewer. Could you break that down for our listeners? Then we now go to other areas of our conversation.
Yeah, basically, the passport reforms, which we've had in the last couple of years, is bent on excluding third parties. That is, having Nigerians apply for passports by themselves.
Okay.
That reduces all the friction and delays we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Going to that in the subsequent questions. But then the issue is you can go online and have a very user-friendly website, the Nigeria Immigration website, which is www.immigration.gov.ng for Nigeria. www.immigration.gov for government and .ng for Nigeria. If you go online, you could just follow the processes to apply for the standard passport. Of course, there are several kinds of passports you will see: the diplomatic, the official, the seaman, the pilgrims, and then the ordinary passport, which is called standard passport. So if you select the standard passport online, it takes you to fill out your forms.
Okay.
If you are renewing your passport, mm-hmm. which we call reissue, if you are reissuing your passport, either because it was lost or you're changing your data from being married to not being married or from being single to being married, either ways, or it is expired or you need more pages. For whatever reason, you're reissuing, you're getting another booklet,
right.
You have to click on reissue. A lot of people will still continue as if it was a fresh application, and the system will not accept it. These are some of the frustrations people have. But if you select reissue, it gives you the first option of putting in your previous passport number. And once you input your previous passport number and say select or go, then it brings out your old details automatically. So if you want to update anything, your old address or your signature or anything, you can update. But you can't update your basic information like name, date of birth, place of birth. You can't change those ones. They are locked into our system. It's only with permission from Abuja that anybody can alter anything, whether it's a letter or an alphabet in your passport. But you can update your own records like date, address, phone number, email address, and all that. And then you move on to pay. And it allows you to make your payment using your debit or credit card. So you also have the option of paying in the bank. There are selected banks, whichever option you choose. And once you pay, the system takes you to the page for booking an appointment.
Okay.
People have the right to preview. These days, we have put him in the menu.
Okay.
You can look at the passport offices with lesser crowd. This is now in the payment system. Passport offices with lesser crowd, with lesser turnaround times. So you don't have to select Ikeja. Everybody wants to go to Ikeja or Ikoyi, Ikeja, Ikoyi, Festac, Ikeja, Ikoyi, Festac. People think it's only passports issued in Lagos that the embassies honor. That is a big lie. That is a big misinformation. And I'm happy your listeners will understand this. You can get your passport in Oshobo and still get your visas. So to select a passport office, and we have created an app that shows you the traffic in Ikeja, the traffic in Ikoyi.
Nice.
If you're going to get an appointment in Ikeja or Ikoyi or Festac for end of June, but you're going to get appointment in Sagamu for middle of June, or in Oshobo for first week of June or end of May. Why not go to those places if you're really in a hurry? You understand? This thing is now showing before you even start the application. You can check it out. So to that extent, people select where they want to apply for passport. And they also have the option to select the date. Mm-hmm. Of course, anywhere you will see the available dates, and then you select the one you want from the payment portal. Mm-hmm. So to that extent, that is all. When you pay and get a date and print out your receipt is automatically your appointment slip. Mm-hmm. Because it carries the date you selected that you want to come in for the biometrics in the center that you chose, the passport office that you have chosen.
Right.
So when it is your date, you go there and meet the process. I mean, every passport office have their format, the way they want you to come in or where you want to see it or who's going to attend to you. But the bottom line is that people will get attended to on the appointment date only. So when you go, for instance, like I said, if you choose Lagos, that means you have decided to choose a place that might take you 4 weeks to get a date.
Okay.
But if you chose somewhere like Enugu or Nasarawa or Imo, according to your convenience anyways, or proximity, you're likely going to get an appointment date in 3 days or 4 days, even in Gwagwalada here. A lot of people don't know that instead of coming to the headquarters, which will give you an appointment date that is as crowded as Lagos, you can go to Gwagwalada where we have the FCT office and get an appointment date in 4 days or 3 days. So this information needs to go out to the public that you choose appointment dates at your own convenience and you know, inconvenience, as the case might be. So if you want an earlier date, look elsewhere other than the Lagos or Abuja area. Because the crowd is overwhelming. The same thing for places like Port Harcourt or Benin. These are the centers of the Japa syndrome that we're talking about. I don't know. Then after, like if it's a reissue, everything starts counting after your biometric has been taken, after your appointment date. Okay. Whether you receive it in 3 weeks or in 6 weeks, as we say, as the case might be, is post-biometrics. So, like in the Lagos area, we're even considering shifting this 6 week date because it's no longer feasible because of the crowd. It's no longer feasible because of the crowd. Because it's the same manpower we have. It's the same number of machines. We've even had to open... Well, I'm sorry, I'm going into the nitty-gritty.
It's okay. It's fine. Please go in.
Let me just allow you to drive the process.
No. Please go on. Go on, Mr. Anthony. Go on.
So, because of the crowd thing, the federal government and the Minister of Interior, under the leadership of the Minister, Ogbeni Rauf Arewesola, and indeed the Controller General of Immigration, Mr. Jerry Idris, member of the Federal Republic, they have gone ahead to open what we now call passport front offices in different parts of the country, just to try and ease these pressures. So even though Lagos already has 3 passport offices, which no other state has, as in Ikoyi, Festac, and Alausa, we also now have a passport front office in Alimosho, which is considered the largest local government in Lagos. So the front office is as good as a passport office.
Okay.
The only difference is that they don't produce passport there. But you can do your biometrics, and they can come back there to pick up your passport, but then maybe it's taken to a nearby passport office production center to produce and bring back. So a front office is in Alimosho. A front office has been opened recently in Ilesha. A front office has been opened recently in Oyo Town. There's one in Awuchi, which we just opened yesterday on Saturday. There's one in Katsina. There's one in Zaria. You know, so at the end of the day, you find out that government is trying to bring this passport issuance to the doorsteps of the average people and to reduce the crowd. But we must do something about the overhype syndrome of passport scarcity or Japa syndrome in the Lagos area. That is where we're having all this challenge or headache of delays in passport issuance.
Right. Mr. Akuneme, let's talk about the booklet availability issue. Please break it down for us. Do we have scarcity of booklets right now, or we are okay? We have enough. We have sufficient number of booklets.
We have to, this is being very honest before God and man. We have never had a booklet scarcity issue. What we have had, well, maybe post-COVID, was just like an outpouring of the number of Nigerians wishing to acquire passports. Because before 2019, I don't think anybody made passport issuance the subject matter of programs like this. Things were working seamlessly and normally. For instance, in 2019, we issued 750,000 passports.
Yeah.
The whole of Nigeria. Then in 2020, the number dropped because of COVID.
Mm.
2021, we issued 1,200 passports. You can look at the number from 750 to 1,200.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm.
To 12,000. From 750 to 1,200.
Mm.
Then in 2022, we issued 1.8 million.
I was wondering. I was wondering when you were saying 1,200.
You understand?
Mm.
This was 1.2 million. And then 1.8 million in 2022 passport.
Whoa.
Okay? From 750,000 in 2019.
Mm.
So you would imagine, naturally, that because of the lockdown of 2020 and part of 2021,
mm.
the number of people wishing to acquire passports had more than doubled, probably tripled, in 2022, which is when all this scarcity, in quotes, thing started.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Because we had to deal with people, the backlog of people for 2020 and 2021 at the same time.
Mm.
And also, you have to appreciate that the pool syndrome, which is also a factor of migration, more people desire to travel abroad after COVID, more professionals, because COVID had decimated the population figures in Europe and America.
Right.
So there was more demand. As a matter of fact, people were sent, agents were sent into places like Nigeria to recruit doctors and nurses.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And what does it translate to? It translates to desire for more passports or demand for more passports.
Hmm.
And it was overstretching our facilities and our human resource. But then we are trying to cope, like I said, and this thing is more in the Lagos area.
Hmm.
Okay? So because as we speak, I have sent people, even this morning, I'm sending three people to Nasarawa State to go and get passports, my relations.
Hmm.
Because there they got appointment in 3 days. And they'll probably get the passport even in less than the 3 weeks that we talk about.
Hmm.
So why are people stressing themselves to come to the headquarters,
city centers,
and spend 6 weeks or 8 weeks, or to go to Lagos where they'll spend like 10 weeks or 12 weeks to get their passports? Because of the crowd, there's nothing you can do about it. It's a natural phenomenon.
Hmm.
The demand is higher there.
Is there no possibility of NIS expanding the manpower there? Increasing the manpower there because of the traffic there.
That's what we just did by opening another one in Alimosho. Remember that it's the federal government that gives approval, that gives the funding.
Right.
And there are also other issues. But ideally, the Lagos area needs like 10 more front offices to stabilize,
ooh,
to match the crowd. 10 more from our statistics. So, and you know, it is a budgetary issue, which I cannot really speak about.
Yeah.
But then, the truth is that Nigerians, the one we can do now is to inform.
Has this been recommended? Has there been a recommendation to this effect that Lagos area needs 10 more front offices?
Well, it's even the Honorable Minister himself that I heard it from. I heard it from the Honorable Minister the day we were opening the Alimosho office.
Okay.
It was part of his address that for Lagos to be satisfied, they say, 10 more offices are needed. But then it has to do with federal government budgetary processes, because if Lagos needs 10, people in other states also need one or two. So you also have to spread it like logistics and proximity and all that. Okay. Mm. But the bottom line is, for now, you and I have a duty to even inform people that since you're from Enugu State and you're traveling for Christmas or Easter, or since you're from Nasarawa or Adamawa and you're going for Sallah, plan to get your passports reissued when you're in your locality during Sallah or Christmas or Easter. It makes the same sense. It's the same, is as valid as the one issued in Lagos. So if people know this, I'm sure half of the crowd will reduce naturally, because the people even travel from those places to come to Lagos to issue their passport. So you can imagine the irony when you know that, you know, where, for instance, nobody's complaining about not getting their passports within 3 weeks or 6 weeks. Nobody.
Indeed.
As far as I know.
Mm.
The only people, again, that have issues about delay are those with problems, irregularities in their data.
Their data. Mm.
Okay? So because we have the e-passport has migrated to synchronize with the NIN, it is now compulsory or mandatory for your NIN and your passport information to tally. I mean, to the point that my name is Anthony Nkechukwu Akuneme. So assuming there was no Nkechukwu in my passport, but I put it in my name,
yeah,
the passport process won't fly. And by the time we find out, you're already gone. You already finished your biometrics. It is when we're about to process the passport for production, for issuance, that is when we discover that Anthony Akuneme and Anthony Nkechukwu Akuneme are not the same person.
So
you have to try and reach out to the person, please come back and sort this out. Do you want us to use the information on your passport, or do you want us to use the information on your NIN? If you want us to use the information on your passport, then go get your NIN corrected. And if you want us to use the information on your NIN, that means we have to update your passport, and it takes a little while longer. Okay? So to that extent, we even run into more problems when we find out that people's application forms were not filled by them. They were filled by third parties like agents. I mean, it could be a tout, it could be a, what they call a consultant or a tout. It could even be an immigration officer. There are some immigration officers, in spite of the warnings, in spite of the punishment being meted out by the service under the Controller General, there are still some unscrupulous officers who are bent on sabotaging the reform process, who still want to help people for a fee. And we were looking for them. If you find them, send them to us. We punish them. There are so many of them now facing other room trial for disciplinary purposes. Because you're not supposed to, yes, you can help an applicant, but not supposed to help an applicant for a fee. It's not allowed. And the Controller General frowns at it. But you know, the human syndrome, people will still want to try.
Right.
There's a trap on there. Okay? So, but the bottom line is, if you put a phone number that is not your own in your application, when we want to reach you, we can't reach you. If the email is not your own, when we want to reach you, we can't reach you. And the funny part is that this, some agents or some touts who are not even well lettered do put in fictitious phone numbers and email addresses, thinking it doesn't matter. But if for any reason we need to contact you, we run into a roadblock at that point. So there are so many people who are waiting for their passports and complaining that immigration is delaying them while we are trying to reach them to come and correct even their NIN or to correct their passport information to let it go on.
Right.
So we need to make this information available in the public domain that people should avoid third parties. We have made the passport processing seamless and user-friendly in our website, that you don't need a third party, actually.
Right.
And even if you're going to use a consultant or an agent or a tout, as the case might be, please ensure that you see the information that is filled in your application. So that, I mean, I have a cousin who works in Chevron, and you won't believe that Canadian embassy slammed a 5-year ban on him.
Mr. Tony, we need to step out now for a quick break, right?
Sure.
We still have a long way to go on this conversation, but please stay with me. Lagos, we'll be right back. Huh? Stay with us.
Sure.
On your number one talk station,
you get a daily dose of news trends.
Crisis averted in aviation sector after aggrieved unions suspend strike.
In test conversation,
she is among the ICPC board members.
Oh.
What has she experienced in life in 2 years with Dr. Gill? She is there because she has level.
Sports and news to keep you updated all day and every day.
Join the conversation on your number one talk station.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Lagos, Nigeria, welcome back to the Morning Crossfire, extended here on Nigeria Info 99.3. It's 8:37 going on 38 from our studios this morning. You can watch us live on Facebook, because we're streaming live on Facebook right now. We're also live on YouTube, so you can watch us on those two platforms by searching for Nigeria Info 99.3 on those two platforms. And voila, you'll be here watching us live on the show this morning. I'm Sharif Quadri. I have Controller of Immigration, Mr. Anthony Akuneme, who is also the service PRO of the Nigerian Immigration Service. And we're having this conversation around passports, issuance, and all of those things concerning immigration in Nigeria. Mr. Anthony, thank you again for joining us on the show this morning.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure.
Right. Let's move the conversation forward a little bit. I have comments coming through already from those who are watching on Facebook and on YouTube. But I'd like for us to quickly just talk a bit more about the booklet thing. And the other area that I would like for, I mean, you said quite a lot about availability and the proximity that it takes you to tango in that instance. But let's talk about production. Where do we because this also people don't have clarity as regards where we produce the Nigerian passport from. Is a passport produced locally or internationally or both?
Okay, you mean
the booklets?
Where the booklets are printed?
That's right.
Well, how does that affect availability if it is available in the first instance? I mean, what business is it if you can go and make application for your passport and then get it? By the way, the passports are printed abroad because when the e-passport commenced some years ago, there were only few countries that had the technology to print the passports. And that was when the contract was given to a Nigerian company who sourced for where to get it printed and supply to immigration. But that is beyond my scope, really. That's a federal government issue. But the most important thing is that the passports are still affordable because we didn't increase the price because of where it was printed.
Right.
And the passports are available because we don't have complaints about where it is being printed being a problem. Now, it might also interest you to know that the president of Nigeria, President Muhammadu Buhari, has actually approved that the passports be printed locally. So we are at the threshold of domesticating the production because the said contract was awarded during the Obasanjo era, which is quite like 15 years ago or more. So we have transited to the point where the technology is available everywhere.
Okay.
That's no longer an excuse. But you know, it also has to go with the lease agreement that was entered into by a previous government. You have to respect that too.
Okay.
So, but now that they were coming to the end of that agreement, there has been an approval obtained by the Ministry of Interior to domesticate the passport production process. And that is ongoing as we speak. So, but like I said, our main concern should be availability, just like you asked before.
Right.
And I think I've thrown sufficient light on the fact that
the
seeming scarcity only takes place in a few places. Apart from those who have error that they may not even know about in their application process.
Right.
Because most people would not also understand, or Nigerians do not also know, that most of the people who are shouting or clamoring for delay in their passport, they are asking for a change of data. It is very important that you take note of this too. A lot of Nigerians want their data changed for reasons best known to them. I don't know any other country where somebody will be answering three Yoruba names for 30 years and suddenly want to answer three Igbo names. I don't know any other country where somebody will want you to take away 17 years from his date of birth. And this is a passport you've used like for 20 years or 30 years and suddenly you want 17 years deducted from your date of birth. I don't know any other country where somebody would have been born in Ilesha and after 50 years he wants to be born in Apapa or in Lagos. I don't know any other country where this happened. So these are some of the challenges we're facing. Nigerians come with all kinds of requests. And then when you're processing it and it's almost impossible to approve, they count the delays as our fault. But they wouldn't. I mean, recently I challenged a retired ambassador, a well-known frontline diplomat, who went on a rise to say that her wife's passport took 9 months to be issued. And I challenged him to tell Nigerians what your wife was requesting. Almost an impossible change of data. But he had to arm twist us into doing it. Literally. Because when you call everybody in Nigeria to speak to the people powers that be, because of a request that is self-centered and that is absurd, and then you go around and say that your wife's passport was delayed for 9 months. Where in the world will it take 9 months to issue a normal passport? I mean, what are we benefiting from holding back people's passports? That's the question I want Nigerians to really look at. What does it take to process your application and issue your passport when the booklets are there? It's because of all these kind of irregularities that I mentioned that causes delays, especially in the crowded areas. Because you don't hear somebody in Enugu saying that his passport is taking 3 months. I've never heard it in Owerri. Because it's even easy to come to the passport office and find out if you have any issue.
Is the immigration obliged to accept all of these alterations or you can object to it?
Well, it's the discretion of the Controller General to approve or not to approve any request. All requests go to the Controller General and he has to find them you know, like doable, so to speak, or appropriate. So
isn't that a whole lot on the Controller General himself, being that it's just one man, and this request can come in?
He delegates.
He delegates the function.
And he has an assistant Controller General. But even be that as it may, you won't believe that, because we also have requests coming in from over 100 embassies, Nigerian missions abroad. We also have to centralize or control the process of changing of data.
Which we should go to right now, Seth, Mr. Anthony. Let's go there, since you're there now, because it's part of areas that we want to cover.
Yes.
Because we get so many complaints from Nigerians in the diaspora about the availability now of the booklet.
Yes, the availability, like I said, is not in question. But honestly speaking, you will not also hear about passport delays in countries like Switzerland, for instance, in countries like France, in countries like where else? I mean, countries where you have less of these Jaguar people, you don't get to hear all these issues. It is only in places like Italy or UK, majorly, that we get all kinds of complaints.
I've heard complaints from France before, Mr. Anthony.
Well, I'm not saying it's not ruled out, but
right.
Of course, it's also neighboring to Italy. So a lot of Nigerians in Europe traveled through the Sahara Desert without a passport even. A lot of Nigerians traveled through agents who gave them, who supplied them names to use and acquire passports. And they didn't know that putting your fingerprint in the system locks you to that identity. They didn't know. A lot of Nigerians are surprised that when they come to reissue, I worked in the Nigerian High Commission in Ottawa for 4 years.
Okay.
I was issuing passports to nearly 12,000 Nigerians. And I saw a lot of people, I mean, a family will come in and the husband and wife, they are pretending they never got passport before. And they come in as fresh applicants. With the names that they now want, different from the name in their previous application. And by the time they put their fingerprint and their old picture shows and their old data shows in the system, and you still ask them again, "Madam, is this your first application?" You say, "Yes, I never get them before. You say, "Are you sure?" You say, "Yes, I never get them before." Then you now swing the monitor around, the screen around, and you ask her, "So who is this?" And she's looking at it. And she's even, one particular woman dared to even argue in spite of the picture there and the information there that it wasn't her, that she has never had an e-passport before. She even called the husband, honey, come on, this people say I don't get passport before. And I was wondering, what I'm trying to say without prejudice to any tribe is the people who give us this headache come from just a particular part of the country.
Is that not illegal?
By law,
if somebody comes through like that and you find that the person has done this before, and is that not criminal?
Yes, ordinarily at that point we ask them to leave. I mean, we're short of turning them into the police. So because they're citizens, you ask her to leave. If you want to change your data, there's a process, and it's only done in Abuja. And that's when you begin to get those tweets you get and those information or calls that you get that, immigration refused to give us our passport. So we'll apply for 6 months. You have applied for 6 months, but we've asked you to go to Abuja. Unfortunately, you don't have the papers to leave the country where you are because you are irregular in the first place, or you're illegal in the first place. So it's not our problem.
Mr. Anthony, I have a comment here on YouTube. Those who are watching on YouTube, Shegun says, "I live in France. And truly, the speed has improved tremendously. I did for my daughter and wife. And 6 weeks is about accurate if your data is fine." Shegun is corroborating what you said. But there's another thing. There's another complaint that I got from people from overseas, especially that borders on extortion. We'll still come to extortion back home here. But we hear complaints a lot about, you know, people being extorted. When they want to apply for reissuance overseas. What's your thought on this, and are you aware?
Yes, we also get those reports a lot. And then the Controller General, Mr. Isajere Idris, is not resting on his oars in dealing with issues of indiscipline, corruption especially. But like I said, there are laid down procedures, okay? I mean, when you make an allegation, we will normally want to send a query to the officer, and he responds to the query. And then you see if you need to set a panel, you invite the officer back to Nigeria to come and face a panel if he needs to face a panel. Officers get recalled for such acts. But the point is, how many of such acts are reported? You see Nigerians willing to even induce officers to these acts. So they're not willing to come up and report. So what can you do? You can't deal with a situation that doesn't exist. So we only hear about it in comments like this or in programs like this. Mm-hmm. But how many of them have refused to pay and reported to Nigeria instead? But because they are also doing something illegal or hiding something or want to make these changes, like we say, right. So they want, it takes two to tango. Yes, there are unscrupulous officers. We cannot pretend that there are not bad officers or bad elements, whether in Nigeria or abroad. It's the same Nigeria. Mm. It's the same blood that we carry anywhere we go. But there is, for every one officer who is indulging in corruption, there are five officers who are disciplined, who are decent, who are doing their jobs, who are committed, who even work extra hours without extra pay, who even work on Saturdays just to ease the pressure in areas like Lagos and Abuja and Port Harcourt and Benin. Officers have had to work on Saturdays without being paid extra. So what I'm trying to say is that, yes, there are bad officers everywhere, but there are also good officers. Mm. And it is the duty of the Nigerian citizen to insist on doing these things himself. And where, of course, there's an ambassador heading every embassy. So have you reported to the ambassador? Did you complain? Or you're happy to oblige and then to get away because you don't want to wait or follow the process? Mm. So I cannot pretend that there is no extortion, so to speak, going on. But the point is there are institutions or institutional checks made to take care of such things. We dismissed about 8 officers last year or early this year
for
acts of corruption, some in the airport, some in the passport office. We have over 80 officers facing trial for different acts of indiscipline. And it's not easy to take action without following due process. The person will go to court and reverse the action. So the due process is slow. It's not known because we are not advertising them like this. Mm. But it's going on. Mm. So what I suggest or what I encourage is let's keep talking about this, hoping that with time, more people will get, you know, like change the orientation.
How do people report cases of corruption by your officers? What's the procedure? What's the process?
I mean, if it is abroad, you have the Nigerian High Commission or embassies, as the case might be. You also have Nigerian associations, which are very potent in most countries.
Yeah.
And all the Nigeria, we are in touch, collaborating with the Nigeria in Diaspora Commission, which is also overseeing a lot of these activities. Mm. We have a desk office. I mean, I was the immediate past desk officer in NIDCOM in Abuja here.
Oh.
So immigration has a desk in the Nigerian Diaspora Commission.
Okay.
And I really want to commend Honorable Mrs. Abike Dabiri for all the work that she's doing to make sure that Nigerians have access to services all over the world. So it's very easy. If you cannot reach immigration, you can reach NIDCOM. And this is something that the federal government created to give Nigerians in diaspora more access to information and opportunities.
Right.
We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. You know, our
so people can also reach out. They can reach out to you via social media.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
And my number is even on our social media. I mean, my private number is on social media, and I get calls around the clock. So it's not easy, but we are working so hard, and the Contralor General's encouragement is indeed profound in this angle.
Mr. Anthony, we're going to head out on a quick break, right, and bring the news. After the news, we'll wrap up on this conversation, because I want to know, there are conversations around renewals or reissuance, validity or no validity, application fee on the website, different from the actual one. But let's go to break. We'll be right back, Lagos.
The detail.
Stories.
With the updates.
Your number one station for talk brings it all.
Nigerian politics is more strategic. Even look at the presidential level, you see almost the same thing almost playing out. It's a game of numbers and popularity.
Isn't of course to help our brothers and sisters to rise up and contend.
Don't be left out of the conversation.
Let's talk on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
No matter what you aspire to be in this life, sometimes you need somebody to hold you by the hand. Yes, you heard me right. So regardless of what profession you find yourself, you need mentorship and training. And trust me, talent is never enough. So if this is you, wanting to be a guru in the fashion industry or in the film industry, or you aspire to be a scriptwriter, radio presenter, musician, a theater performer, a dancer, this is something you should jump on. Do you know what I'm going to tell you? Just log on to www.wazobia.academy or www.wazobiaacademy.com for more inquiries on what I'm about to tell you, because I might not just tell you everything you need to know, but get this, this training that you're going to get in this academy is entirely on your mobile phone. You get up to 40% discount, highly subsidized fees with benefits. You even learn at your own pace, my dear. You get trained by local and international professionals, and wait for it, an opportunity to be selected to intern with leading organizations like Wazobia TV, Cool FM, Wazobia FM, Nigeria Info FM, WEP Production, Fashion Branding, This Our Lagos, and leading filmmakers. Let me tell you about the high professionals that will train you. We are talking Kenny Ogungbe of Kenny's Music, M.I. Abaga, Lisa Folawiyo, Kathy Dotun of Cool FM, The Energy Guard, Kayla Oniwo, Stanley Ohikware, Ifoma Fafunwa, Solomon Esang, Theo from France, and many others. So what do you have to do? Log on to www.wazobiaacademy.com or www.wazobia.academy for details and payment options, or just call 0908-826-5038. The number is 0908-826-5038. But note, Wazobia Academy will never ask you to make payment into a personal bank account. So beware of scammers and fraudsters, okay? Register now and start learning. Top learners to be selected for internship opportunities.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the biggest football fan festival is back. It's GoalFest, the Festival of Champions. Featuring exciting games, food, comedy, live music by some of the very best Nigerian music superstars. And you can watch the UEFA Champions League final on a huge screen. GoalFest 2023 will take place on the 10th of June at the Balmoral Convention Center, Federal Palace Hotel, Amadu Bello Way, Victoria Island, Lagos. Time, 2 p.m. Get your tickets now available at www.goalfestnigeria.com. GoalFest 2023 is powered by Femi and the Gang and Football Republic. Proudly refreshed by Pepsi.
Sponsored by BetWinner.
Uncle Dentist, what are cavities? And how does Colgate protect my teeth from cavities? Does it use Kung Fu?
No, dear. Most tooth pains are caused by tooth holes called cavities. When you brush daily with Colgate Maximum Cavity Protection, its expert formula locks natural calcium in our teeth and helps protect them from cavities.
It's time to upgrade to the world's most chosen toothpaste, Colgate, because Colgate locks calcium in...
keeps cavities out!
Colgate is recommended by the Nigerian Dental Association.
The good people of Nigeria, the elections have come and gone, and we know fake news can still spread like wildfire.
People share fake news simply because they fail to think sufficiently about whether or not the content is accurate when deciding what to share.
Fake news can cause conflict, which can lead to violence, destruction of properties, and even death.
Some people create fake news intentionally to cause chaos and harm, mislead others, and delegitimize key democratic institutions.
Do not share any message without verifying the source. You could be misleading others.
If you cannot independently verify that story, don't share it.
Read, verify, and confirm before you share. This message is brought to you by the Center for Democracy and Development, CDD, with support from the National Endowment for Democracy, NED.
And another one. The Samsung Galaxy A Series family just got larger. The A24 series just landed. This device has triple camera, immersive display, and of course, has ultimate Knox protection. For every A14, A24, A34, or A54 device you buy, you get a travel adapter. Do not forget that with Samsung FlexPay, you can pay as low as 7,000 Naira monthly to win any of the A Series devices and pay small over 3 to 12 months installment. Go get all your A Series devices at any authorized Samsung store nearest to you. Hurry now while stores last.
Betway is your gateway to an entire theme park of gaming excitement. A whirlpool of wonder where your favorite games come to life. From Hot Hot Fruit to Dream Car Jar, from Gonzo's Quest to Aviator, where you can take the skies across a world of possibility, all from the palm of your hand. Sign up today at betway.com.ng. Terms and conditions apply. No under 18. Bet responsibly.
Boniface, my guy.
Waiting to your face.
My friend,
See how you dey live fine. You don't buy car, you don't marry, and no. I hear say you don't complete your house self. And I dey here with no money, no job, even to feed self na problem.
Brotherly. Overthinking, no fit solve problem, my guy. Now online trading that they run, and now Squared Financial teach me.
Squared Financial?
No.
How?
Why don't you reserve a spot in their next free training by sending yes to 0904-859-9688. Squared Financial is a reputable company and they will teach you how to start online trading and make profit. To reserve a spot in their next free training, send yes to 0904-859-9688.
We all have a future we desire. A next level from where we are. A possibility that's better than today's reality, and our chances of achieving them as wide as our imaginations can go. Don't stop imagining now that you have a reason to. Airtel, a reason to imagine.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Round the clock, it's engaging.
From news to sport.
And other conversations all day.
Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
It's 9 o'clock.
The headline news on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
President Buhari visits Lagos today. We'll review Navy ships and commission projects. Muhammadu Buhari to account for spending $460 million Chinese loan on failed Abuja CCTV contracts. Federal government to start home delivery of passport. Presidential Election Tribunal set to rule on live broadcast motion today. Resident doctor suspends strike for 2 weeks. Senate orders Works Ministry to refund 692 million naira over alleged fictitious contracts. NAFDAC seeks robust collaboration with customs and other port agencies. NAFDAC says most of Nigeria's food exports are rejected abroad. NDLEA seizes UK-bound narcotics worth $1.2 million. Today is International Day for Biological Diversity. On the foreign scene, cholera kills 10 people, leaving 37 critically ill in South Africa. Malawi set to probe fire that got sensitive state offices in the capital Lilongwe. U.S. Joe Biden and Kevin McCarthy seek to break impasse over U.S. debt ceiling. U.S. plans to sign new security pact to Papua New Guinea amid competition with China. Center-right party wins Greece election but set to miss out on majority. In sports, flying eagles win Dominican Republic. These are the stories that we have our eyes on here on Nigeria Info 99.3. I'm Sheriff. It's back to the crossfire extended here. It's Monday morning on Nigeria Info. I'll be right back.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're back on the last hour stretch of the show, the crossfire extended. I have the service public relations officer of the Nigeria Immigration Service, Mr. Anthony Akuneme. He's also a controller of immigration. He joined us as early as 8 a.m. this morning. And we've been having this quality conversation as regards passport. So this hour, what we're going to do is we're going to dedicate this hour to getting your reactions to our conversation and your questions for Mr. Anthony on the show. He rejoins us right now. Mr. Anthony, thank you again for giving us your time this morning.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure.
All right. Quickly now, let's get to hear from you, hear your questions, pose your questions to our guest, and please go straight to the point so he can quickly answer those questions, all right? 01-277-0993, 277-1993, 277-2993, and 277-3993. Female-only line is 01-465-7190. For female callers, 01-465-7190. And WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805. I can see your questions on our live stream on Facebook and on YouTube. We'll take them. We'll bring everybody into the conversation. So don't worry about that. But please, if you're asking the questions, don't dwell too much on intro. Just ask your question straight so we can take as many as possible. Good morning to you. That call has dropped. We're going to take another one. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Yeah, good morning. This is Nigeria Info, please.
Yes, you are on Nigeria Info.
Okay, my name is Tony. I'm calling. I recently renewed my passport. I live in Lagos. I had to go all the way to Port Harcourt to be able to renew. And I still had to pay bribe or enablement fee. So this still goes on. Even what got me into the people that were supposed to help, the immigration officials, they wanted me to pay them everything. They wanted me to pay them both the fee that would go to the federal government and their fee. And they got upset because I filled the form myself online and I paid the fee directly online.
Online.
Mm. I wanted my passport very fast. And so that's why I went to Port Harcourt. But that should not be the norm. Mm. There should be a way where people who want their passport express should pay a premium and get it express. Mm. You don't tell me that, you know, you have to send your family member to Nasarawa, so it is something to be applauded. Why should Nigerians be inconvenienced for every single thing that they need to get and acquire? If you need more manpower in Lagos and you need more machines in Lagos, because your data would show you that the majority of people make their requests from Lagos, then provide it. Why would you provide manpower and tools in Katsina State or in Enugu State when the traffic there is very low and the traffic is higher in Abuja and in Lagos? So keep telling us to go to other places, Oshobo. I live in Lagos. I should enter the road and start going to Oshobo. Doesn't solve the problem. You're
okay.
Putting Nigerians at risk on the road.
All right.
They're incurring more costs than the 70,000 naira that they need to pay to get a passport.
Mm,
because
thank
they
you.
Have to transport themselves to this location. They have to find a place to stay. They have to eat over there just to get a passport. The passport fee is 70,000. Are you thinking about the additional costs that the applicants are going to incur?
Thank you.
I have my son who lives in the U.S. He's coming back home to renew his passport. I am afraid now because there is no way I can get express passports for him for the 2 weeks that he's going to be around for. So what happens then for him?
All right.
His school is not in a location where he can go to Nigerian embassy. So it's easier
okay,
to come
okay,
home and do it.
Okay.
The Nigerian immigration does not think that there's any merit to having an express service.
Hmm.
You pay, if you want your passport in a hurry, you pay a premium for it.
Hmm.
And then you get it.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, madam.
I agree that they've been
thank you.
Good.
Thank you for thank you. Thank you. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Ms. Anthony, would you like to respond to that?
Yes, of course. And I really appreciate the way she delivered her comments or remarks or observations.
Right.
And they're well received. They're well taken note of. Like I said, yes, those people in Port Harcourt, not just in Port Harcourt, anywhere, the officers who are trying to sabotage the system, they're not yet... you know, ready to accept the fact that people can apply for their passports by themselves and get it issued. We're taking note of them, and then we wish she even went further to mention names, because everybody has a name tag anyways. It will be easier to fish them out and deal with them more appropriately. But be that as it may, the system has come to stay. I mean, the reforms have come to stay. Yes, fast track. If you remember or recall, a few months back, or not after a year back, there was a VIP center in Maitama in Abuja here. But then, when we noticed that virtually every Nigerian wants the passport in a hurry.
Mm.
So you wake up by 6 a.m., people are already crowded at the Maitama center.
Mm.
And the neighbors petitioned and said they can't take this. Even the security officers that were mounted there were overwhelmed by the crowd. So the federal government, in its wisdom, decided to shut it down until a later date when we are ready, perhaps, to open such places, such fast-track applications in every passport office. Okay, so government is working on that to be able to allow Nigerians who want passports in a hurry to probably pay more. Then, but you also have to figure out that it's not everybody that wants the passport in a hurry that has more to pay.
Okay.
Because part of the question is how much more do we have to charge Nigerians for fast track? If you say 100,000 naira, the rich people can afford it. But how about the Nigerian student who has a deadline to meet or who is struggling to even get the school tuition abroad or all that, or to do an exam locally like IELTS? You might need it in a hurry, but you don't have the funds. So it's not easy. The Contralor General is balancing all these things, and then we're taking it easy to go. But the most important thing that I recorded from what her comments is that, yes, we need to open more centers in places like Lagos, Abuja, and maybe Port Harcourt, where we have the crowd and Edo State. But my issue is, or my remark was mainly about those people. I mean, we're not speaking to people who live in Lagos, or work in Lagos, having to go to Oyo or Oshobo. No, but there are people in Oshobo who would migrate to Lagos to get a passport. So we're speaking to such people that they don't need to. The issue is most people think, or some people think, that the passport, they go, you need sensitization on that issue. And I'm sure that by the time we reduce 40% of the crowd by people knowing that they can actually get their passport from other places, then people like her, who lives and works in Lagos, will not have to travel to Port Harcourt again. Look at the iron. We're saying that you can get a passport faster in some centers than in other centers. But you don't need to travel just because of passports. If people...
Oh, we're having some network issue with your connection. Can you hear me, Mr. Anthony? Can you hear me?
I can hear you clearly.
Okay, we can hear you now. We can hear you now.
So we're not saying that people should necessarily travel because of passport issuance.
Okay.
No. We're saying that people should avoid coming to Lagos when they can get it elsewhere. We have 36 states. There are...
Oh, the network issue persists. But let me quickly throw in, maybe, you know, by the time we take this call, your line would have been clearer then. Because I wanted to throw in one more thing that she said about, you know, why not redeploy, you know, people in less crowded passport offices to more crowded areas like Lagos area, Abuja area, Benin area, and all those crowded areas. By the time you redeploy, you know, some of your men and maybe some equipment as well, maybe it will cater to the crowd in those areas. But let me quickly take this call, then you can put the two together. Good morning to you. Good morning. Yes, please.
I want to ask you, like, how much, I don't know how many, like, if you have some 3 months or 4 months validity of your passport, can you start the process then before it expires?
Okay, all right.
Hello, do you understand?
Yes, I do. Yeah,
sure.
I do.
So that they should tell us something.
Yeah, we
ask them, they said it hasn't expired.
We got the question, ma'am. We got the question, ma'am. It's gotten. Miss Anthony, quickly.
Sorry?
Yes, yeah? please go on ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, as long as your passport is less than 6 months.
Did he say 6 months? Less than 6 months?
6 months.
6 months. Okay. Once he hits 6 months and below, then you can apply for renewal. All right. Let's take another call. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Yes, please.
This is Pastor Ladipo calling from Orilegum. Please, help me ask your guest. He has not given us the specific amount, the main cost of this passport, because that is where the problem is. You asked him, he didn't respond. Please let him give us specific amount. And lastly, why did they make it so easy, like the way they do the VIO, whatever? Let it be available in every local government. Let them have desks so that it will be easy. That is my take. Thank
okay.
you.
Ms. Anthony, did you get that?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm not talking about the price for passport. I don't remember you asking.
Hello, Miss Anthony.
hearing you. I don't.
Oh, you know what? You know what, Mr. Anthony? Let's try and call you back. It's not being stable for some minutes now. Guys, please let's call back Mr. Anthony. Let's get him back on the line. We still have quite a number of comments here on our socials, and of course, on WhatsApp too. We have a couple comments on WhatsApp too. Please let's get back Mr. Anthony on the line. Thank you. Let's call him back so we can get him to take all our lines are actually buzzing. This last 1 hour, we're going to dedicate it to your questions and answers. I can't remember asking him about the price, though. I can't even me that you said I asked him. I can't remember asking him about the price. What I said before the break was I was going to ask him. I said I was going to ask him about application fee. That's what I said before the break. I can't remember saying that. I can't remember asking him. I said I was going to ask him about the application fee when we were about to go off for the last break in the 8 o'clock hour. Mr. Anthony, thank you for rejoining us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah. So let's talk about the last caller's question about the application fee. So here is why, because I have other questions similar to that here on the social media platform. They are wondering, like, is one thing that is stated on the website, is another thing that they meet when they go in person to go and pay for application fee or to go and apply in your passport offices. What exactly is happening? Mr. Anthony, can you hear me? We can't hear you.
Hello.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, please go on, sir.
Yeah, so, basically, the passport is 25,000 naira for the 32 page, 5 years. Okay. And 72,000 for the 10 years, 64 page. Okay.
Okay.
What this means is it's also almost the same equivalent in the US dollar, anywhere else. But then basically, the 5 years, 32 page is 25,000, excluding any bank charges. And the 10 year, 64 page is 72,000, excluding any bank charges. And like you said, I mean, somebody said what they get on the website is different from what they get when they get there. If, for instance, you're going to a Nigerian mission abroad, you should expect to pay some admin charges. That is a charge approved by the federal government, which is actually paid to the Federal Ministry of Foreign Affairs. It's not even immigration that collects it.
Okay.
But you know, when people go to the embassy, they see everybody there as immigration officers. Every mission is entitled to collect service charge for their admin charges.
I mean, okay.
That is basic. And then it varies from country to country, but it's also stated on the website. So it's not like an illegal fee. Okay? Mm. So that is different from the cost of passports.
Okay.
Some embassies have also gone ahead to do this fast track thing they're talking about.
Okay.
That is entirely up to the decision of the head of mission.
How about home here, where people get to pay a lot more than what's stated? What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that is also subject to the give and take syndrome. It takes two to tango. If you don't offer, we won't get.
But your men demand it. People don't offer. Your men literally force people to part with their money.
I'm using this medium to tell Nigerians that our contacts are open. Our social media handles are open and running. Our telephones are running. This is not like the past when nobody picks the call. We're even on Brekete Family Radio, which is, I think, the most common or the basic everybody can reach. And we get a lot of calls. Yes. I mean, in the past, yes, it was possible for these things to happen. But these days, officers are more careful, knowing that we will even be the ones to report you or to embarrass you. I've had to put officers on press conference, on national TV, because they were caught engaging in these issues. So we're not going to rule it out completely. What we're saying that it is decreasing. It is not increasing.
Have you heard any complaints out of Ikoyi Passport Office or Ikeja Passport Office? Have you heard any complaints lately? And if you have, what's the rate of the complaints that you heard?
Well, basically the calls I get are about the delays. And then when I ask them to go and meet the public relations officer who is there, Miss Grace. They always call back to say, oh, thank you, they've collected their passport. This has been the trend. And I really want to appreciate the PRO of Ikoyi Passport Office in particular. It's a young girl, Grace, who is committed, who is dedicated.
Yeah, I've been speaking with her.
Yeah, so we are willing to receive complaints of Nigerians. If anybody asks you to pay, I mean, right, even yesterday, we have officers detained here in Abuja because they charged people for exorbitant amounts of passports. They're not supposed to do that. But we can't be everywhere at the same time. So we need people to report, call us and give us names. And people actually call. Somebody called me the other day and said, oh, he's right here in Ikeja or Ikoyi, one of those places, and that an officer is yelling at applicants. I said, give me the name of the officer. In fact, I had to call the passport officer, the passport controller, to say, go to the Savicom office. They said, there's an officer there by so-so-so name who is yelling at applicants. That is not acceptable. So we need information to work with. We're not spirits. We cannot know what's going on everywhere. And people don't have to easily succumb to the demand. Just like the woman called earlier who said she applied by herself.
Right.
She went to herself. Yes. Right. A lot of people are beginning to apply by themselves. So the information is going around. The reform is working. But we still have some bad eggs to deal with. But Nigerians should, by all means, try to do this themselves and discourage the corruption thing.
Let's take one more call. Morning to you.
Sheriff, I didn't finish my question because I was going to ask him, you know when there's a mistake on your name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My sister had to pay 100,000 for that change, and it wasn't their fault. You know Jeffrey and Greg, some of them use like, you know, the double S, the British spelling and the American spelling.
Go on, madam. We're listening to you. Please
and
go
then
on.
She corrected it at that time. But, you know, when the computer is set for that British spelling or whichever one, it goes back to it. And they just left after the correction. And then the passport came out and they had to do it. And they were meant to pay. She only in Abuja took a flight, paid 100,000 for it. Why should it be so? It's so high. And then if you have a website where somebody will clog in for her, for his or her passport to be renewed, and then go to that website and state the date so that the person doesn't even have to report. You can check the date and say, this one has applied after this person and his passport is out by tracking. Why is this one not out? If there's no issue, those stated issues that you did. You can do it. And once they know that it's done, they won't be doing that.
Right.
Good morning.
Thank you. So I think, did you get her questions?
Yeah. Okay. If I understood her very well, she said her relations applied for the passport.
Right.
And there was an error in their name.
In the name,
did
yeah.
Name or name?
Yeah.
I didn't quite get that.
The name. Name, yeah. Jeffrey.
N-I-N or name?
Name.
Well, if it's a name issue,
no,
I don't have to respond.
It's
to
name. Name. The name. Yes. The spelling of a name.
Name.
Yeah.
Okay, now. All over the world, even in the emissions, when people apply for passports, they get a chance to double-check their information before they leave. This is a standard practice.
Okay.
All over the world, even in some embassies and in some passport offices in Nigeria, the passport officer will ask you to sign that the information you are seeing on the screen is okay by you. That is the standard that we expect from officers. So when you leave that passport office, this thing she's saying about the poor computer going back to default or Jeffrey instead of Jeff or whatever, is part of what you will okay. It's even printed. You have a printed slip, a printout that is given to you, and you're asked to endorse, to sign that everything you've checked is okay. Now, sometimes you find out that some people are looking at their makeup or their pictures instead of looking at the details when you ask them to double-check. And they're saying, oh, I don't like this picture. I don't like this and all that.
Oh,
but
their
the
passport,
information
okay.
you are asked to check is your date of birth, is your names and your spellings. Yes, sometimes there are pressure of crowd or something, and you might be asked to hurry up, and some officers hurry people up. There might be some mistakes, but they are human errors or marginal errors. But the point is, if there is a mistake on your passport, you have already signed that everything was okay. So you have absorbed the officer of the responsibility of that error.
The question is, why should they have to pay 100,000 naira?
No, there is a fee for change of data. It's just 33,000 naira plus the passport booklet. You're paying for a new booklet because you condemned that one.
Okay.
You understand? So you're paying like 25,000 and then 33,000. That's the official fee. So if you paid 100,000, go and collect the balance from the person you paid it to. What government is aware of is the 33,000, which is the legal change fee. You know, because at the time, government frowned at these changes. But after a while, they found out that most Nigerians wanted to change one thing or the other in their passport. So instead of not allowing them, government put a fee to it. So that at least it could be a source of revenue and a deterrent or something. But you still find out that many people want to change and they are willing to pay those fees. So to that extent, 25 plus 33 is not 100,000. So the official fees is the one I just named. Anything extra, anybody is paying it at his own approval. It is not official, and people should do the right thing and not encourage officers to be corrupt.
Ms. Anthony, we're going to go off on our last break this hour. When we come back, we'll wrap up this conversation, because I'm particularly want to talk to you about the validity of passport. Stay with us, please.
99.3 Nigeria Info, working to bring you up to speed on today's events.
How do we get everybody on board? How do we convince people that COVID is real, that COVID is not a scam?
We have prominent Nigerians that have died from this COVID, and government has come out to say, yeah, this individual, that individual died from COVID. So why are people not believing us? Why would we lie?
When you just eat Gary a lot without adding other things, you can have problems with the eyes. Especially when Gary isn't properly processed.
Your number one station for talk. Station for talk. Let's talk.
I really want to change my phone.
So what's stopping you from getting it?
I heard it's very expensive to fix the Samsung screen.
That's a myth right now.
For real?
Samsung introduces Easy Fix for your Samsung mobile device screen. You can fix your Samsung A14 screen with as low as 16,000 Naira only. And Samsung A04, A04E, and A04S with as low as 12,500 Naira. Hurry up to the closest service center to you to enjoy these amazing benefits from Samsung.
Go, 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 go. Grains, we love our Kellogg's Gold Grains. Go, 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 grains. Love the goodness of its multigrains.
Grains, let's go!
With protein and creamy, tasty Kellogg's Gold Grains.
Grains, let's go!
With vitamins and minerals in Kellogg's Gold Grains.
Grains, let's go!
So go, 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 go,
the grains, new Kellogg's Gold Grains, available in stores near you.
Grains, let's go!
We all have a future we desire, a next level from where we are, a possibility that's better than today's reality, and our chances of achieving them, as wide as our imaginations can go. Don't stop imagining, now that you have a reason to.
Airtel, a reason to imagine.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Let's talk.
The nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria, aimed for the country's best radio station of the year. The Controller of Immigrations and SPRO, Mr. Anthony Akuneme, still with us on the Crossfire Extended this morning. Thank you so, so, so much for joining us today, Mr. Anthony. I want to ask just one question, then we'll go back to telephone lines, because quite a number of people are waiting. I want to ask you that, is there any plan or is there anything in the works that suggests that we can begin to have registration for newborns? Is that something that the government is looking into, or has that ever never come up before?
I don't get it. Registration.
So you begin to have passport at birth for children, the same way people are clamoring for NIN, NIN at birth for children. Is that something doable?
Yeah, we issue passports to one-day-olds. I mean, since the advent of the e-passport in 2007, you can no longer endorse a child on the mother's passport. That's when it stopped.
Okay.
So from 2007 till date, everybody is entitled to their own passport, no matter the age.
No matter the age?
No matter the age.
Fantastic. Now, another question that I'd like to follow up with that is the issue of validity of our passport. Quite a number of people seem to think that it's very hard to come by these days, 10-year validity passport. Please throw light on that. People seem to think that it's 5 years that NIS is issuing right now.
No, we're issuing 5 years and 10 years. With the advent of the enhanced e-passports in 2021, we also introduced the 10-year validity passport. But it's more expensive, of course. It's
of course.
72,000 Naira, while the regular 5 years is 25,000. So, but they're available in all the centers where the enhanced e-passports are available. You have the 10-year passport. It's very available. It's just that, I mean, it's not everybody that can afford it.
Right.
Those who can afford it, they are free to collect it.
Hmm.
It's available. It's very much available. It's even more available because less people are asking for it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's go back to the telephone now. We'll take our last set of calls and we'll call it a morning today. Lagos, please keep your question straight to the point so we can get in as many as possible. Good morning to you.
Hi, Sheriff. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Jonathan, I want to attest to what you have said. You can go outside Lagos. But what I want to say, I want to presume is the national funeral. I don't think enough is being done. All what is said on this floor, I'm just hearing them. So it means they have a lot of job to do as a PRO. On the streets right here, all of us out there, nobody know what they have said. So this thing keep on happening to every agency of government. They need to enlighten people very wide, different language, not only English, far and wide, so that we need to know all these things.
Mm.
I want to know what is his policy. I want to visit with the national PRO. What is the policy of the PRO in letting people know all these things? Enjoy your morning, Sheriff.
You too, thank you. Let's take another call quickly. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning.
Sorry, I need to turn off my radio. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
I would like to ask the immigration officer there how to get my refund back. I applied for my passport last year. I had captured and everything when I was told that... Hello, Sheriff, are you there?
Yes, we can hear you. Please go on.
Okay, when I was told that my NIN, the name of my NIN, my middle name of my NIN was different from the one I had. Same my name, but, you know, the middle one was the first one on the passport and vice versa.
Hmm.
And that I needed to go change my NIN to fit. And I said, no, the way it is arranged on my NIN is the way it is on all my documents, including my birth certificate.
Okay.
You know, it was the first time I was going to renew my passport since this NIN thing came up.
Okay.
So I went online, paid a fee, $30,000 for name rearrangement and all that, waiting for approval. Every time I go on the website, it says waiting for approval. I call the numbers on their website. Every time people are trying to rip me off, telling me to reapply for a new passport and all that. And I'm like, no, I've had an international passport since I was born. Why do I need to go and reapply? I just need a name rearrangement.
Okay.
Finally,
so this...
I went back to Ikoyi.
Okay.
And finally got to talk to the PRO there. She said it is almost impossible for them to do it from Lagos here. That the only thing is I have to go to Abuja. I don't know anybody in Abuja. I have never been to Abuja before. So as it is now, I have said, okay, let me go and change my NIN to suit what is on my passport.
Okay.
But I need a refund.
Okay. All right. All right. Mr. Anthony, did you get her concern?
Yes, sir.
Yes, please.
Sure. So the first question about the guy that was talking about they're not getting enough sensitized.
Enlightenment,
I didn't really get the question part. You say, what is the quality or policy?
It was saying policy, like what's your plan to ensure that there's free and continuous dissemination of information?
Information.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Well, like we're already doing, I mean, we respond to all invitations like this, you know, no matter how short or inconveniencing, but we have to respond. I mean, on Sunday I was in NTA for their weekend program. The upper week I was on Brekete Family. Brekete Family even gave us one free hour every Saturday. So in the last 4 weeks or so, we go to the program and we attend it because it's free and it's far-reaching, just like yours. So if you tell us to come on air every Saturday or every week, we're ready. So all our social medias are working. I've not had anybody again say that they called and nobody picked. Instead, what you're saying is you didn't get the response you wanted. So all over the world, all the missions, they have started to adapt to the new reforms of the Controller General of Immigration. People are communicating more easier. We're on Twitter. We are on Facebook. We are on Instagram even. So I think we are basically doing what we need to do. But it doesn't mean we don't know that we can do more. There is room for improvement. And then it's going to take a while for the sensitization and reorientation to sink in. But the truth is that I think we're doing literally everything we need to do. We're doing seminars, we're doing training programs for our PROs in the state commands and all that. But then, like I said, we've been on almost all the TV and radio stations for programs like this. So, but we continue to sensitize, and then we urge Nigerians, if you hear it, you tell your neighbor, you tell your friend. Each person reach each person. And at the end of the day, more people would have known that, oh, yes, you don't need a third party, for instance, to get your passport application done online and all that. Then the second issue about refund.
Right.
Yes. All you need is to apply. Apply, write an application to the Controller General of Immigration asking for your refund. Put your put telephone numbers that work, put emails that work. It will take a while, but you'll surely be refunded. Okay. I've had to help people get their refund, even abroad.
Okay.
People that overpaid, people that paid and didn't need the services anymore, make an application. If you were abroad, you go to the embassy and apply to the ambassador. To still get to the immigration
I'm a little concerned, though. Why should Nigerians from all walks of life, from every part of the world, come to Abuja for a change of data or something?
Well, for instance, if you were changing your name due to marriage, you don't need to come to Abuja. And that should be the most frequent change around. Due to marriage, you shouldn't come to Abuja.
Okay.
But the system is locked to prevent abuse. It's a security document. The e-passport, the Nigerian e-passport ranks fifth in the world among the secure identification methods. I mean, this is a fact. You can get it on ICAO website. Nigeria ranks fifth in the world among the people that their passport can no longer be abused. And we give that credit to General Olusegun Obasanjo when he was president for migrating to the electronic passport. It's chip-based, it's fingerprint-based, and what we're saying is, why do you even want to change your data in the first place? I mean, we're not saying you cannot or you should not, but we're saying, well, if you must, you have to pay the price. There are consequences. UK citizens in Nigeria can't get their data changed in Abuja. It has to be sent to the Home Office and approved there. The only thing is...
Go on, Mr. Anthony. We're listening to you.
I mean, recently, I even heard that for a UK citizen living in Nigeria to get a passport, that passport will be issued in UK and mailed back to Nigeria. It takes over 10 weeks. But nobody is complaining about it. Or we're not hearing their cries. Anyways, but that is, by the way, what I'm saying is that most of these cries are overhyped. Nigerians don't want to go through any process. They just want to short circuit everybody or every process. Okay? So if we, every state, to process change of data, you can even imagine the abuse we are going through, the requests we are getting, 14 years date of birth, change of place of birth, change of all your names from one tribe to another tribe. You understand? And then imagine if it was allowed to be done at the state level, the 36 states, the kind of pressure that the controllers there will be under. Okay?
So all right.
We try to centralize it as a way of regulating it.
To prevent abuse. Right.
Because it's a security document, and we don't want it to be like the previous passports where people could have five in different names.
Let's talk about what the minister said the other day about mailing of passports to people. Do you have any information as regards how that will work?
Well, the minister said that they are still at the discussion point with NIPOS.
Right.
And I want to believe it's still a policy issue. I don't have a scope to discuss that until it becomes fully commissioned or introduced. But I mean, it's possible. It's possible. In all our missions abroad, people come with their self-addressed envelopes. We mail their passports back to them. So it's not like it's entirely new to us.
Okay.
So it could be done as long as people use their real addresses. The funny part is, which address are we going to mail it to? I hope it's an address that is identifiable by the GPS or by the delivery man.
Okay. All right. Let's take one call. This time from the mail lines. Morning to you.
Hello. Hello, good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning.
Yeah, quick one. I just want to ask, my former passport, I use a family name and all that to do those things. So I want to change it now. Now, and I was being told I'm going to pay like 250K.
250K.
300K. In fact, I have someone that went to the passport office somewhere and they say I'll pay.
So hold on. You want to change? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Now, yeah. If I'm going to Abuja.
Hello, sir, caller. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
So you want to change from your family name to what name now?
To my personal name, to my father's name.
To your father's name?
Yes.
And your question is what exactly?
My question is how much will I pay?
Okay.
I don't have issue coming to Abuja to.
No, that's not the point. You want to know how much it will cost?
Yes.
All right. Mr. Anthony, let me chip this in. For those who are wondering how much this cost, how much that cost, where can they find that information?
Well, they can call my number, for instance. I mean, I don't mind calling out my number on this program.
Yes, of course, you can do that.
Mm-hmm. That's number one. Number two, this number is a private cell, but we've made it available just because we don't want Nigerians to suffer the issue of, oh, you're calling the office line and nobody's answering at close of hour.
Oh, I'm sorry. The network has started misbehaving again.
Oh, you can't hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, so what I'm saying is this telephone number, cell phone number, and it's on our website. It's on Instagram. Mm. And people have had to reach me on this number. I'm ready to call it out on this program if you want for Nigerians to hear. But the truth is, if you reach us on our social media handles or on our website, we will tell you exactly the information you need.
Mm.
And for the sake of the guy who just asked the question, it's 33,000, 30,000 plus some bank charges, about 33 or 32,000 naira official change fee.
Okay.
And the official booklet fee of 25,000.
Okay.
Yes, there are so many people hanging around passport areas who have turned it into a consultancy thing, and they charge as high as even 500,000. When you hear these figures, you marvel.
Whoa.
Is it not the same passport?
Whoa.
So people suffer for want of knowledge, or for want of information, or for lack of information. So as long as people ask the right person, because if you ask the wrong person, you're likely going to get a wrong answer. But if you go to the office and seek to see the public relations officer, at least we've trained our PROs in all the 36 states to the point of knowing that they will give the right information, the appropriate information. It's a different thing if you now want it fast, or if you want it this, or you want to cut corners, or you don't want to bring what they say you should bring and all that, then you get compromised with officers who we are also looking for. Not for.
Right.
But the basic thing is you don't need to spend 250,000 naira.
Someone is asking me to ask you to take us through the process. Look, that's exactly where we started from. The process, the entire process is where we started from. So if you missed out on how, from the beginning of the show, you can watch it again on YouTube and Facebook. You can get it on our website as well. You can get it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. You know, everything is there. He actually mentioned the process of one after the other. So you can get that from those platforms. All right. I'm going to take another call now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes, please.
Hello, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes, okay. I just wanted to say, to agree with what the PR officer said, I got my passport, I think, last year, paid online and went in and got it at the Alausa location. But I remember telling people, you can do this. And every time anyone has gone there, they're like, the crowd, the chaos, they didn't know where to start.
Yeah.
And they end up paying somebody. And so that's one of the things that discourage people. Because I've almost telling people, go there, you don't have to pay anybody. Because as I said, I did mine. I paid online, got it in there. It took me 6 weeks, I think, and I got everything done without paying a single person. But yes, the chaos can be discouraging. Is there anything that can be done about that?
All right. Mr. Anthony, the caller wanted to know if there is a way we can reduce the crowd at these major cities.
Yeah, I really appreciate the change that put it in place. And there are so many other Nigerians, actually, who can attest to this. Yes, one of the ways we can reduce the crowd, like we said, is by discouraging people to insist on getting their passports from a particular location if they can get it from elsewhere.
Hmm.
What I mean, I still insist. There's nobody who does. Everybody in Lagos are not from Lagos State. There's nobody who doesn't have somewhere to spend their holidays. If you plan your trip, plan to get your passport easier where you're going for your vacation. That's one of the because the crowd you see, none of them came to play. They all came because they and he gave them an appointment. So if we are doing 50 in Owerri in a day, Ikeja or Festac or Ikoyi is likely to be doing 500 in a day because more people want to do it there. So I don't know. It's the applicants that will be that we'll have to plead with to select somewhere else which is close to them or which they have access to. Other than that, okay, you need to...
Oh, we're having that network issue again, Mr. Anthony.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. Definitely not your fault. Let's go to Skype. We have Ade, I think. I don't know where Ade is calling from, but let's hear from Ade. The Skype is usually for diaspora callers. So we're going to take this call now. Ade, hi. How are you doing?
Ade is calling from, but let's hear from Ade. The
Skype is usually for... Yes, Ade, hi. How are you doing, Ade?
So hi, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yes, I'm Ade. I'm calling from England.
From England, okay.
I just wanted to... I think you've kind of asked some of the questions I wanted to ask, but just to buttress it, you see, my wife had a similar issue whereby her name was mixed up. So where surname was supposed to be, first name was put there. Where middle name was supposed to be, her surname was put there. And this was something that was properly filled online, printed out, and then we took it to the immigration place at Ikeja, only for the passport to come out, and then it was the opposite. Now, this was not a mistake from her. Obviously, it was from the immigration people. Then we had to say, we have to go to Abuja. We have to pay so small amounts. We went through a lot just to get that thing corrected. And then when you asked him that, why must it be Abuja? The answer he gave is not tenable to be my own view. Why must we go to Abuja for everything? I don't know why, as Nigeria, if you don't suffer for something, you cannot get it right. And then he ended up saying Nigerians would like to short circuit everything. We don't like to. That's very, very insulting. Some of the talks we get from some officials is not good enough. How do you mean by we don't like to? We always like to short circuit everything. Something we paid for, something we did our due diligence. And you started comparing us to UK citizens, saying you are even wrong at the end of the day. UK citizens can request their passport from anywhere in the world. They have their home office headquarters either in London or in Sheffield. So if at all you're saying, okay, you want to reduce abuse of all this, at least maybe one immigration center in each geopolitical zone, that will reduce the stress of having to, you are even compounding the problems of those in Abuja. You are overwhelming them if the entire country has to go to Abuja just to change something. This is a conversation they should be having now. Some of those things should be devolved to different states. At least you don't have to wait or go all the way to Abuja just to change your data, of which sometimes it's not even your fault. In this case that of my wife, if it was her fault, it's different. It wasn't even her fault. We printed it, wrote the thing the exact same way it should be. Someone that has had her name and surname since she was born. She isn't now, she'll now be making mistake about it. But yet, she still had to pay through her nose. We went through a lot just
thank
to
you,
get
Adi.
Us because it has to come from Abuja.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Adi. Ms. Anthony, would you like to respond?
I didn't hear him.
Oh, you didn't hear him. Okay. He was talking about how his wife needed... applied for her passport, filled everything correctly. Then when the passport would come out, there were mistakes here and there. And he was so sure that they didn't make that mistake. Like, the mistake definitely came from the immigrations. And I've received such complaints before in the past as well. Not just about immigration, like even NIN, where people filled in their data correctly. But by the time data will pop up, there will be mistakes here and there. And then they put the blame back on the applicant. Have you heard this complaint yourself?
Well,
oh yeah, that thing called network, it has kicked in again. We're struggling. We're really, really struggling to hear you. I'm so sorry. So what we're going to do is this. I'm going to try and bring you back, not on my show, but on another show here on Nigeria Info. If you're open to that, can we seal that deal?
Sure, why not?
Okay,
why
fantastic, not? Fantastic. Yeah. We'll do that. But before you go, Mr. Anthony, please, let's have you release your telephone number and then the full social media complement of the NIS so that people can have a way to give you feedback.
Yeah, my number is 080-330-74681. 080-330-74681. Our Twitter handle is at NIGIMMIGRACION. Like Nigeria Immigration, but NIG Immigration at Nigeria Immigration. And our website is www.immigration.gov.ng. www.immigration.gov.ng. So I'm sure that with this, and especially with my number. I mean, go ahead and put our number on all your own handles as well.
Okay. All right. All right.
Access to you.
All right.
So go ahead and put this number on all your social media handles, and we're willing to take as many calls as possible, 24 hours of the day.
Fantastic. Mr. Anthony Akuneme, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you.
You've been great. Two solid hours of conversation. I mean, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. Mr. Anthony Akuneme is a controller of immigrations, Nigeria Immigration Service. He's also the SPRO, that's Service Public Relations Officer of the Nigeria Immigration Service. He joined us from Abuja this morning. I know that you've got tons of other questions, but you know we can't deal with some of those questions. But what we'll do is we'll find time to bring him back, most likely on WhatsApp Lagos, most likely. But I would have to discuss with Marianne first, Marianne and Stretch. Once they agree to have him on WhatsApp Lagos, they will make the announcement themselves on the day that you should expect to have that conversation with Mr. Anthony Akuneme of the immigration. They will decide on that. But I'm certain that we would have him back, you know, on Nigeria Info pretty soon. This was a promise made and it's been a promise kept. Tomorrow on the show, we have another conversation for you, definitely. We'll continue our coverage on the Buhari administration. 7 days to go. We are looking at the Buhari administration and the economy. Taiwo Idile of PwC, PricewaterhouseCoopers will be joining us on the show tomorrow, and we'll talk about Buhari's government in the last 8 years. How have they fared? It's coming up 8 a.m. tomorrow. I'm Sherif Quadri across all social media platforms. Sherif Quadri on Instagram, Sherif Quadri on Facebook, Sherif Quadri on Twitter. Please keep the conversation going on. We'll try as much as possible to put up the immigration details so you can reach out to them and get your feedback as well. I'll see you tomorrow at 5. What's up, Lagos is next. Good morning to you.
Here on Info, they call us on time.
Because we bring it right on time.
Anybody that wants to remove something to talk about you.
I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired, are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not